From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Pakistan, a pair of U.S. drone missiles have reportedly killed six suspected militants in the tribal area of North Waziristan. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad that the strikes coincide with demonstrations against such attacks.
In recent days, hundreds of local tribesmen have taken to the streets of the main North Waziristan city of Miram Shah, calling for an end to the missile attacks that they say are killing innocent people. With Pakistan either unable or unwilling to eradicate Taliban-allied militants in the area, the United States has intensified missile strikes with the tacit approval of the Pakistani government. News agencies quoting intelligence officials say that missiles destroyed a house in a village 25 miles west of Miram Shah. Hours later, a pair of suspected militants was targeted while riding a motorcycle in the same village. It's not clear what role the militants who controlled the area have played in the anti-drone protests, but organizers say more are planned. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
There's been a flurry of bombings in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad today. They exploded this morning over a three-hour span. At least six people are dead and about 30 wounded. Authorities say the attacks targeted Shiite pilgrims making a religious trek. Federal officials worried about a steep drop-off in the number of new drugs coming out of the pharmaceutical industry have decided to help. The New York Times reports the government is footing the bill for a $1 billion drug development center to help create medicines and have it open by October. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Over the last 15 years, the drug industry's research productivity has been steadily declining. Big drug companies are shying away from coming up with new drugs. Not all that long ago, discoveries in illnesses such as Parkinson's disease and depression led to clinical trials, which in turn led to more government-approved drugs to treat such diseases. That's all changed as companies no longer have the resources or the desire to fund a new drug. The initial financing of the government's new drug center is pretty small compared to what it costs to bring a single drug to market. In 2009, the industry says it invested about $45.8 billion in research. One drug alone can cost more than $1 billion to bring to market, and most companies spend twice that much on marketing. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A blast of Arctic weather is bearing down on parts of the northeast and central United States. It's so cold that meteorologists are warning residents of some parts of New York to stay inside. Bob Borovac is with the National Weather Service.
The cold temperatures that have been across a good part of the central and eastern U.S. for the past month are going to continue in the foreseeable future. We still have a fairly cold weather pattern.
The weather could affect the NFL conference title games to be played in Pittsburgh and Chicago today. And from Washington, this is NPR News. The right to play in the Super Bowl is on the line today. The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the New York Jets for the AFC title. The other championship game has the Green Bay Packers traveling to Chicago to play the Bears. NPR's Mike Pesca has this preview.
The Bears and Packers have played each other 181 times in their storied histories, but only once before in the playoffs. This, their second postseason showdown, will pit a very solid Bears defense against a Packers offense that at times has sputtered, but is now playing extremely well. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has shown himself to be perhaps the most skilled young passer in the league. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, on the other hand, is prone to throw interceptions. Even though the Bears have the better record and home field advantage, they're still slight underdogs in the game. In the AFC Championship, the Jets travel to Pittsburgh for what should be an intense defensive contest. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The flood emergency in Australia is showing no signs of ending. A vast lake of flood water is spreading across the country's southeastern Victoria state, and a potential tropical storm is threatening the northeast. The flooding began more than a month ago in Queensland state, where 30 people have died and some 30,000 homes have been damaged or destroyed. Australia's deputy prime minister says the floods will rank as one of the most costly natural disasters in Australian history. Rescuers say five missing Americans are in good health after their sailboat developed engine trouble while it was on its way from Guam to the Philippines. The Philippine Coast Guard says a search ship guided by a spotter plane located and boarded the catamaran today and are escorting the vessel to its original destination. Relatives of the Americans reported the boat missing last week. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.